Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we turn corporate calls into conversations you can actually follow. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into UPS's first quarter 2026 results. And wow, this was one packed earnings call.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, thanks, Alex. So UPS, the brown trucks we all know, just reported first quarter numbers, and there's a lot to unpack here. They're in the middle of what CEO Carol Tomé calls the largest driver reduction in company history.
That's quite a statement. Let's start with the numbers, though. Revenue came in at $21.2 billion, operating profit was $1.3 billion, and operating margin hit 6.2%. But Jordan, the real story here isn't just the numbers. It's this massive strategic transformation they're executing.
Absolutely. The elephant in the room is Amazon. UPS has been deliberately reducing their Amazon business. They call it the Amazon glided down, and they're almost done. Amazon now represents just 8.8% of total revenue, down from over 13% not too long ago.
I found it fascinating how Carol Tomé framed this. She said they're overturning the old industry assumption that scale alone drives profitability. Instead, they're focusing on premium segments like small and medium businesses, B2B customers, and healthcare.
And that strategy seems to be working. Their revenue per piece grew 6.5% year-over-year in the U.S., even as total volume dropped 8%. That's a classic example of making less revenue worth more profit.
Speaking of healthcare, this was a standout. UPS generated over $3 billion in healthcare revenue for the first time ever in a single quarter. Jordan, why is this so significant?
Healthcare logistics is a premium business with higher margins. Think about it. If you're shipping temperature-sensitive medicines or medical devices, you need specialized handling, tracking, and delivery. You pay more for that reliability. Carol mentioned they're seeing opportunities with pharmaceutical companies going direct to consumer, especially with those GLP-1 diabetes and weight loss drugs.
The international segment was interesting too. Despite all the geopolitical challenges, trade wars, Middle East conflicts affecting airspace, they actually outperformed expectations. Revenue grew 3.8% to $4.5 billion.
That's impressive given the headwinds. Their China to U.S. trade lane, which is their most profitable international route, was still down 18.3%. But here's the key insight from the call. Trade doesn't stop. It just moves. They're seeing volume growth in other parts of the world as supply chains adapt.
Now let's talk about the controversial part, this driver choice buyout program. They offered voluntary buyouts to reduce about 7,500 full-time driver positions, and it was apparently oversubscribed.
This is where the human element of these corporate transformations really hits home. UPS says they needed to right-size their workforce for the new volume levels after the Amazon reduction. The program was oversubscribed, meaning more drivers wanted to take the buyout than UPS could accept.
The financial impact is significant. CFO Brian Dykes mentioned about $350 million in transitional costs in first quarter, including this driver program, aircraft lease expenses, and weather-related costs. But they expect these costs to largely disappear in second quarter.
Which brings us to guidance. They're sticking with their full-year targets, $89.7 billion in revenue and a 9.6% operating margin. But here's what caught my attention. They expect second quarter margins to jump to 7.5%-8.5%, a significant improvement from first quarter's 6.2%.
That guidance reaffirmation, despite beating expectations, tells me management is being cautious. Carol Tomé mentioned they're watching fuel costs from the Middle East conflict and U.S. consumer confidence being at historic lows.
The fuel situation is interesting. UPS operates differently from passenger airlines. They use fuel surcharges that adjust weekly to protect their margins. So while higher fuel costs boost revenue, they also boost expenses proportionally.
Let's talk about what this means for investors going forward. UPS is essentially betting that fewer, higher-value packages will be more profitable than high-volume, low-margin business.
It's a risky but logical strategy. They're automating their network. 67.5% of their facilities are now automated, and automated buildings have 28% lower cost per package. Meanwhile, they're focusing on customers who value reliability and specialized services over just low prices.
The numbers suggest it's working. Small and medium business volume actually grew 1.6% year over year and now represents 34.5% of U.S. volume, the highest SMB penetration in UPS history.
What I find compelling is their focus on customer retention. They mentioned meaningful reduction in churn in first quarter. In logistics, keeping existing customers is often more valuable than winning new ones because switching costs are high.
Looking ahead, the second half of 2026 is positioned as their inflection point. They'll have completed the Amazon transition, finished their network reconfiguration, and should see the full benefits of their cost reduction programs.
But there are risks. Consumer spending could weaken, trade tensions could worsen, and competing on premium services means they need to execute flawlessly. If a high-paying healthcare customer has one bad experience, they might switch to FedEx.
The international business offers upside too. They're expanding in Asia, new hub in South Korea, logistics center in Taiwan, and upgrading their European ground network. If global trade normalizes, that could provide meaningful growth.
One last thing that struck me. UPS generated $2.2 billion in cash from operations in first quarter and plans to pay $5.4 billion in dividends this year. For income-focused investors, that's attractive in this environment.
So, bottom line for investors, UPS is executing a complex transformation, deliberately shrinking to focus on higher margin business. The early results are encouraging, but the real test comes in the second half when they need to show sustainable growth in their chosen markets.
Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That wraps up our breakdown of UPS's first quarter 2026 results. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another earnings deep dive.
Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those expectations realistic.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.